At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Okay, I'm here with Lee Sutton, FC Women's manager. We just got beat 3-1 today, but we put in I thought it was a good performance. What did you think, Lee?
Yeah, the girls worked obviously really hard. 110% is what we asked for, and that's what they put in. Unfortunately, due to injuries, before the game, we've had a couple of girls injured. During the game.
So Claire hobbling before the match. So she was a non-starter, obviously, and she's a good threat down the wing, or possibly even as left-back.
Yeah, yeah. The aim today was really to use the roll and roll off sub that the league do to our advantage on the fitness side. But unfortunately, we had to use it due to the injuries. And now we've got 4 girls that are injured.
From today's?
With Claire plus 3 others.
Right.
They're now injured, so we're down now to the bare 11.
Right, so struggle for next week's cup match.
Yeah, yeah. We've got a couple of girls that couldn't make it for next week anyway.
Right.
So at the moment we're literally struggling for a team.
So do you think we could have beaten them today if we'd have had the full team?
Certainly. We've done it the first time.
Because we went 1-0 up.
Yeah.
A great pass through, I can't remember who it's from, but to Shelby, who slotted it nicely into the left hand corner post.
That
was a good goal.
And they've had some good chances today. It's just because we had to change things around that much.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's caused that bit of confusion.
We hit the bar twice.
That's it.
At 1-1 or 1-1 and 2-1, so that could have easily put it in our advantage as well.
Definitely.
Puts them on the back foot. I mean, they got home advantage. I think those 3G pitches are an advantage if they're your home pitch, though, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. To be honest, personally, I feel football should be played on grass.
Yeah.
And the 3G should be there as a backup, obviously, in bad weather conditions.
Right.
Today we could have played on grass, you know.
It could have been today, couldn't it? Yeah, because there's nothing wrong at this time of year. It's been a good week.
That's it, yeah. A lot of games have been on today.
Yeah.
Obviously, grass, obviously, over the weekend, so there was no reason why we couldn't have done it.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it's the result we didn't want.
No. Play for them to draw against somebody unexpectedly now, really, but I can't see it happening. I think that's probably the league gone.
Yeah.
We just got the cup to look forward to, hopefully.
Yeah, which is next week. Got next Sunday the cup.
Semi-final against AFC Oldham.
Yeah. And then we've got the County Cup the following week.
Yeah.
So,
City of Manchester.
Yeah.
It used to be a police team, I believe.
Yeah, it used to be GMP.
Yeah.
Ladies. Mm. Now, apparently they had to change the name at the start of the season because there's no serving police officers in the team.
Right.
So they had to change the name.
Fair enough, I suppose, at some point.
But, you know, we've done a bit of background on the experienced team. They've got the age there and the experience, but we've obviously got the youth and the speed.
Yeah. Are they about two divisions above us?
Yeah, they're in the North West Counties Premiership.
Right.
Or Premier League.
So that will be quite a tough ask either way.
Even
if you had the full team, hopefully we'll have a few more back by next week, maybe.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've got Fred coming back for next week.
Right, that's good news.
So she'll be...
That's an exclusive here to FC Human Radio.
Yeah. She'll be there on Wednesday for training, so hopefully she'll be... for the Sunday.
No chance of the other live?
No.
Right.
She's been asked to be released.
Right, okay. That's fair enough. People move on at
that's
some
it.
Point.
Yeah,
but it's nice to get Fred back, though, because he's a good character.
Yeah, and hopefully we're going to look for another couple to fill him.
Yeah,
might
need to.
Now till the end of the season.
Right.
Because we've been fortunate to keep hold of the team.
Yeah.
from the start of the season.
Yeah, there's not been many changes really, has there? They've just sort of like whittled it down. Obviously, I think we lost Jess just to getting the numbers down to what was manageable, more like.
Well, plus, it was more injuries as well. She obviously came back from an injury, and soon she come back in a friendly, she injured again.
Right,
so
that doesn't help.
More for herself, really.
Right.
But it's just one of the things. Obviously, it's football. At the end of the day, things happen. You know, myself and John originally team together. We thought, you know, that'd go forward. We do need extra players to now fill, if not cover for injuries, things like that. So, you know, it's one of them.
Right.
We're going to start over the next few days speaking to a few people.
Yeah.
And hopefully you'll see a few new faces over the next few weeks, and hopefully it makes that bit of a change.
Right, well, that's good. Right, thanks very much for that, Lee.
No problem.
It's great to hear from you after an unfortunate loss, but... It's still the first season, and there's plenty to learn still.